Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today. Before I begin continuing the teaching that I've been sharing these last several days, let's take a moment to pray. I just sense there are those who really need God's touch right now. And Father, I thank You that You have given us the Spirit of God. You've given us Your anointing, the presence of the Lord, to set free Your people. Lord, You said in Your Word, through Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord was on Jesus to anoint Him, to open the prison to them that were bound, to heal those who were sick in body, to heal those who were sick in soul, that we might be trees of righteousness, Lord, the planting of the Lord, that You might be glorified. So, Father, I thank You for ministering to needs even now. Touch those who need healing in their body, those, Father, who are in desperate external circumstances. Lord, it may be finances, it might be problems in the home or marriage, situations at work. Lord, I'm asking that You will just minister. I rebuke the work of the enemy. I take authority, Father, over demonic spirits who would hinder them, who would oppress them, who would discourage them. And Father, I loose Your provision. I loose the Spirit of the Lord to breathe new faith and hope in their heart, to know, Lord, that they don't have any problem that You can't solve, that You are with us, Lord. You will not allow us to be tested above what we're able. But Lord, You are with us. And through the Word of God, through that shield of faith, through the spiritual armor You have given us, through the offensive weapon of the Word of God, we can have victory over all power and all work of the enemy. Thank You for Your ministry, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I've been laying a very carefully and slowly a foundation to understand how God has dealt with His people. We see under the Old Covenant, much of His dealings were in a physically tangible way. And I don't know about you, beloved, but don't you wish you could just sit down and have a conversation with the Lord? Don't you long for that day when you can behold Him with your own eyes? Well, under the Old Covenant, because the Holy Spirit didn't dwell within the spirit of man, the Holy Spirit did come on the priest, the prophet, the king. They were anointed for specific tasks. But unlike the covenant that we have today, the Holy Spirit, for those who repent of their sins and accept Jesus as Savior, the Holy Spirit becomes resident in our spirits, and our bodies then become the temple of the living God, a temple not made with hands. That's the kind of fellowship. He wants such a close fellowship. He came to dwell within each one of us. Just isn't that just mind-boggling? The God, the creator of the entire universe, this mighty God has desired to live within you and me. And my question is, what kind of home are we giving Him? Are we filled with the Spirit of Christ, with the fruit of the Spirit? And He's very patient. He deals with us, but that's where He's bringing us, into a place of perfection. And where we left off on yesterday's broadcast, we see a dramatic display of God's power when the church was born on the day of Pentecost. We see the sound of a rushing mighty wind and cloven tongues of fire, and all the disciples were filled with the Spirit of God. And of course, sometimes we can have such a wonderful manifestation experience of God's presence that it does manifest in physical ways. Sometimes people have reported as they've laid head on others with gifts of healing and operation, there's a warmth, if you will, or sort of a sense of a feeling of electricity. But that does not demonstrate the reality of the gift. We don't have to have physical manifestations, but we long for that, and God's has satisfied that longing through the anointing. It is the presence of God. Now, I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about the anointing. Paul said he came not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. God's given the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He's given miracles and signs and wonders that follow the preaching of the Word of God. We know from the Word of God that that term anointing, there were those who were anointed under the Old Covenant, and that was representing by pouring consecrated oil on the head. And to this day in our services, someone who's sick, the scriptures tell us to anoint that person with oil. Why? Is there anything magical in the oil? Of course not. But it is a physical demonstration, if you will, or expression of the Holy Spirit coming upon that person, upon the physical body, to impart healing as hands are laid upon them, or perhaps a prayer cloth. We know that in the book of Acts that there were actual cloths or material that was on the body of Paul that was sent to those who were sick, were because he couldn't physically go. And not only were there healings physically, but it says the demons departed from them. Now, let's talk about the anointing, not just in a physical way where anointing oil is placed upon a consecrated oil is placed on the head, but spiritually the anointing. And if anyone's walked, been, you know, Pentecostal and walked in the Spirit for very long, you know that it is a spiritual experience. It's a special endowment, if you will, or sanctifying influence of the Spirit of God. Now, let me say that the Spirit of God, one of his attributes is he's omnipresent. He is everywhere present. There is nowhere that God is not. That beautiful passage in the Psalms, if I ascend up to heaven, behold, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me and thy right hand shall hold me. God is everywhere. He is in the physical body of Christians. That's the temple that he's dwelling in today. He's not dwelling in a church temple. However, he does manifest himself to his people in personal ways and corporately. Now, we're going to be looking at that. So, beloved, we should not be seeking after physical manifestations. I know there was a place in San Francisco, oil drips down the wall, and I know there are manifestations of gold dust and gold fillings, and all, you know, all that's well and good if God chooses to manifest in that way. But we ought to, as God's people, not be seeking after an experience, but after God's presence. We do not have to have physical manifestations to prove to us that God is real or that his promises are real. We know that in the presence of God is perfect happiness. Can all those who are in the presence of the Lord, you may have loved ones, spouses, children that are with the Lord. Praise God, we don't ever have to be concerned about them, for they're in perfect joy. There's no pain, there's no distress, there's perfect enjoyment of the very presence of God. Psalm 16:11 says that thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. But as believers, you and I, we want, I don't know about you, but I'm hungry for a greater reality of the presence of God in my life. I want to experience God in a greater dimension. I want to realize his presence in a deeper, more fuller way. And the Word of God, and I'm sure that's probably what you desire. How can we experience that? How can we know in a greater way the presence of God? Well, we need to discover how we can do that in the Word of God. First of all, let us go to the very words of Jesus found in Matthew, the 18th chapter, verse 20. And Jesus promised, he said, wherever two or three are gathered in his name, he says, there am I in the midst of them. So, beloved, where Christians congregate, it doesn't have to be a large number, but wherever two or three are gathered in his name, the Lord has promised, Jesus has promised that the Holy Spirit would be present. And so, beloved, it is important. I know there are many Christians, some of you listening right now, you may have gone to a church and been deeply wounded and hurt. And that's a very sad and a sorrowful thing. It grieves the heart of God. And you may have been totally without blame or fault, but you were so deeply hurt. You just thank you, but I can worship God on my own. Well, of course you can. However, if you really want to be obedient to the Word of God, it says to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. We should be seeking the fellowship of believers so much more so as we see the day approaching. Beloved, we are living in desperate and evil times. We need one another. Let me assure you, you are not going to find any perfect church. You are not going to find a perfect pastor. There's only one perfect bishop, one perfect pastor. His name is Jesus. He's the great shepherd of the flock, and God has just allocated ministries to under-shepherds, those who are truly, and he said he would do that. He said, you know, through the prophets in the Old Testament, he would raise up true shepherds who would shepherd the flock in the fear of the Lord. And it's a wonderful ministry to find a pastor who's after God's heart. So it's important that we do seek the fellowship of the saints. All right, now, we want to know, where does God live? Isn't that, that's a subject all in itself. We know he's everywhere, and he dwells in, you know, the third heaven right now, where heaven is. But he also gives us clues in his word that he chooses to manifest himself in specific ways. For example, where Christians congregate. Jesus said that's the first way, in the fellowship of the saints. Also, in a very special way. I have always loved this scripture, Isaiah 57:15, where there is true humility and repentance. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, but with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. What a magnificent scripture. Well, I'm going to have to leave it right there, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. There's a lot more I want to share with you, and I trust you sense my excitement because, beloved, we ought to get excited about the presence of the Lord. He wants to reveal himself to you and me in a new and greater way in the days ahead. I invite you to join me tomorrow. Until then, the announcer will give our contact information. Thank you for joining me. Do write, share your prayer needs. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.